Are you tired of yo-yo dieting? Tired of starting a new weight loss program just to fail again? Are you tired of beating yourself up, losing self-esteem, self-confidence, and self-respect? It's time to create lasting change once and for all, my friend. Welcome to the Body Mastery with Alex Yegorov podcast. My name is Alex Yegorov, and my goal is to help you master your body, your weight loss, and weight maintenance, your health, energy, and vitality. My mission is to help you unlock your inner power so you can start producing consistent and measurable results while enjoying everything life has to offer without sabotaging your results. My main outcome for this podcast is to share proven strategies so you can get good lasting results and keep them lifelong while avoiding pitfalls and setbacks so you can save your time, money, health, and efforts on things that simply do not work. Are you ready to rock and roll? Let's begin. What's going on, guys? Alex Yegorov here from biohackbody.com. And today I decided to share with you my 12 nutrition principles for achieving health, for increasing your energy, your vitality, longevity. It's a 12 nutritional principles formula for losing weight and keeping it off lifelong. That's important because we're here aiming for lasting changes and not just some kind of yo-yo dieting or just we're getting too tired for losing weight and getting it off again and again. So let's dive into it. 12 nutritional principles are 5 poisons and 7 gifts. I will start with the poison. So poison number 1 is to processed foods. Now, we all heard about that processed foods are bad, but I want to understand you that processed foods are almost everything. Almost everything is dessert, it's a bread, it's everything where people start processing foods, basically, right? But not all processed foods are created equal. For example, we have vegetables that's cut and right away after the garden, it's frozen, it's got frozen. And it's also kind of processing, right? Because we're processing food. But in this case, it actually preserves its nutrients and good stuff. So in this case, these processed foods are good. I'm talking about foods that snacks, sugary snacks, all of the desserts, all of the garbage that you can identify easily if you check on the label. I want you to start learning how to read the label. The more ingredients on the label, the more it's processed, the worse it's for your health, for your weight loss and weight maintenance. So please avoid all of the processed foods. That's poison number 1. Avoid or at least eliminate them as much as possible. The poison number 2 is also simple. It's wheat and sugar. Everything that's bready, everything that I used to like so much, everything that's sugary, it's a garbage for our body. I'm not going to dive too deep into that. We know that sugar links to all of the disease known humanity, you know. So same with the bread. Bread has not just because it has a lot of carbs, it's not the main reason why I wanted you to avoid that. If you want to create the body you deserve, the body you deserve, if you want to have this vitality, energy mode, if you want to feel fantastic and want to keep your weight off, I wanted you to stop utilizing sugar and wheat, because wheat also has the gluten, and the gluten, what it does, it's create the celiac disease. Basically what it does, it's in your gut system. Remember, we want it to be sealed. We want everything that be in the gut, stay in the gut. But the gluten is making sealing. The gluten basically breaks the barrier of your gut. And everything that inside of the gut supposed to be in the gut. When you have this little holes there, everything is leaking to your bloodstream, and it creates a lot of the inflammation, a lot of the problems. It links to the celiac disease and things like that. So we don't want that. Please avoid or at least reduce your wheat consumption and your sugar consumption, right? So poison number 3 that you need to absolutely eliminate or at least cut back on is fats, because not fats is created equal. I'm talking about low quality fats. I'm talking about fatty oils that consist a lot of the omega-6s. And omega-6s obviously related to the inflammation and things like that. But I'm talking about canola oil. I'm talking about soybean oil. I'm talking about all of this garbage, even sunflower oil and things like that. They are easily oxidized since they mostly mostly made of polyunsaturated fats, and polyunsaturated fat is good for your health, omega-3s and some proportion of omega-6s. But in this case, it's too much of them there, and they're oxidized easily, especially if you cook on them. So please avoid all of the sunflower oil, canola oil, all of that garbage, all of those trans fats, all of the hydrogenated oils, because that's probably the worst thing that you can put in your body. Now, the fourth poison that I want you to avoid completely, or at least cut back on, is fruits. And don't get me wrong, I absolutely love fruits. Fruits are awesome. And when I'm not doing keto, when I'm doing carb cycling, I still consume a little bit of fruits. I love fruits. But the reality is, if you want to maintain your weight, if you want to lose weight and keep it off, for some of the people, it's going to be absolutely necessary to cut back on fruits. Because one of the reasons is because fructose metabolized differently in the body compared to standard carb. I'm talking about carb like potato, carb like rice, for example, would be better option compared to the fructose. And I know it seems contradictory, but fructose metabolizes differently in your body. And at a given moment, you can only metabolize maybe 30, 40 grams of fructose a day. The normal human being can metabolize maybe 30, 40 grams of fructose a day. Everything else gets stored. That's how our liver can metabolize. Everything else gets stored right away to your fat. So I don't want you to store that fat, right? I want you to be a fat burning machine. So that's why I want you to cut back on the fructose. Where glucose, simple carb, like a glucose, like a rice, for example, or a sweet potato, will be actually stored as a glycogen in your muscle. And then you can go about your day and you can burn this glycogen. So that's why it's a lot better option in this case. So cut back on fructose, eat it in moderation. Now, the last poison, poison number five, is what I wanted you to eliminate completely or cut back, is my next favorite thing, is dairy. I love dairy. The exception would be is butter. Let's keep butter. But there, everything else is highly processed. That's most of the time low quality. It's I have many reasons why I wanted you to cut back on dairy, because it's inflammatory as well. And I'm not going to touch all of the points because it's going to be just too long of the video. But the point is, I want you to understand that dairy linked to a lot of the inflammation. Mostly it's coming from the protein in the dairy. The protein in the dairy is different compared to the protein from the meat or from other sources. Dairy has casein. And the casein, there is type A1 that link into enormous amount of inflammation. And we just don't want to consume much of that one. Now, the next reason why I wanted you to avoid dairy is because it has a lot of the hormones by default. Because the cow, for example, produce. Did you notice that the cattle drinks the milk, and then when it grow up, it stop drinking the milk? Well, because there is a reason why it's working this way. Because nature created it this way, that it has a lot of the hormone of growth. And when a child got birth, or when the cattle is small, it still need this because it's growing, right? When we're already grown up, we don't need that much of the hormone of growth. And that's another reason that I want to mention why you should cut back on dairy. Now, it was five painful poisons that I wanted you to avoid or at least cut back on. Now, let's move to the seven. Let's move to the seven gifts. Gifts is more fun, right? So first of all, I want you to eliminate the bad oils and replace them with the good ones. What good ones would I recommend? Well, good fats and good oils would be something like extra virgin olive oil, avocado oil. It's going to be MCT oils. It's going to be again, butter would work. I know it's dairy, but that's the one exception that I recommend. It's going to be also coconut oil. Those are amazing sources of fats. And if you want to get good quality omega-3s, then definitely go for five types of fish that I consume a few times a week. Salmon, sardine, I'm talking about anchovy, I'm talking about herring, and I'm talking about what else? I think that's enough for you for now. So those are the main sources of omega-3s. And I do want to suggest you to start taking also omega-3s as a plant sources, things like and omega-6s as well, because the proportion of omega-6s more and to omega-3 is that's what's most important. And it's not about completely eliminating omega-6s. It's about eliminating bad quality sources of omega-3s and omega-6s and installing the good ones with the right proportion. So the plant-based would be something like flax seeds, chia seeds. There is a lot of things. And also it leads me to the gift number two, which is also related to this one, to the flax seed and the chia seeds. pumpkin seeds, things like that, is to consume enough of fiber. Now, fiber will lower your blood sugar, and it's also going to be feeding our beneficial gut bacteria, which link to so many weight loss properties, sleep. They affect our sleep, affect our mood, affect our everything in life, our stress level and whatnot, our even hunger or fullness. So it's very important to take care of your gut if you want to take care of your health, if you want to take care of your weight. So take on those daily. I would recommend you consume daily those fibers coming from different vegetables and from different seeds, flax seeds, chia seed. I will repeat it again because they are awesome. Pumpkin seed, a little bit of sunflower seed here and where in there would be also a great choice. Now let's move to the fourth gift. I want you to test everything that's got tested, that's got analyzed, can be improved. I want you to actually to see to look to see what is working, what's not. When you're consuming food, I want you to pay attention. How is your sleep going? I'm trying to basically say you're either going to go and do the blood test so you can see what's foods, exactly specific foods working for you better, what's not. Because what's working for me might not work for you, right? Some of the foods might be creating inflammation in your body, might be worsening your sleep, might create some indigestion properties, right? And things like that. So I want you to go and do the allergy test for the foods, the blood work. In this case, you're going to see. The other option I want you to see just by yourself, you just eat this food and then look the way how you feel. What does your sleep looks like? Is it getting better or is it getting worse? I want you to identify those foods that doesn't make you feel good, doesn't make you look good and feel good. And then you can eliminate them. Now, the next thing that the next gift that I want you to practice is stop snacking between the meals. Because you see, anytime you snack between the meals, even if it's one walnut or one seed or whatever, your blood sugar goes up and your fat burning process stop completely stopping. So that's the best time to burn your fat is between your meals. Why don't you just have your whatever regular day you have, breakfast, lunch, and dinner, and have absolutely nothing between that. No coffee with a creamer, no sugar drink, nothing like that. Everything gonna spike your insulin. Just stick to the water, to the plain black coffee, to the green tea without any additives, without any sugar, without any fat, anything like that. So you will give your body time to rest and repair. This is gift number 5. Now let's move to the gift number 6 that you're gonna give your body. Gift number 6 is stop eating. I want you to have your dinner 3-4 hours before the bed. I don't want you to eat and with a full stomach go to the sleep, because it's again, I want you to give your body time to rest, time to recover, time to digest food so you can get good quality sleep and you're going to be recovered a lot better. So let's move to the gift number 7. And it's again, it's nutritional gifts, right? It's nutritional principles. And I know that stop snacking, how it's related to nutrition. Stop eating before sleep 3-4 hours, how it's related. Well, it is related because you're not eating the food. So it's nutritional principles. Okay. Principle number 7 is it's again, one more time, I want you to give your body rest. I want you to give your body and digestive system time to recover, time to clean itself. I want you to practice fast, any kind of fast. There is so many ways of you can do the fasting. There is dry fasting. There is prolonged fasting, water fast. There is fat fasting, there is alternate fasting, there is many, many kinds of them. But let's stick to the simple one. How about you're going to practice a little bit of intermittent fasting? It doesn't take a lot of time. How about just a few times a week? You're going to be just going for 12, 14, 15, 16, 18 hours a day where you're not eating. How about make it even simpler? How about you're going to have your last dinner 3-4 hours before the sleep, and then you go through the whole night without eating, and then you just simply skip in the breakfast. Let's simplify it. I'm not going to dive too much in all of the benefits of it, but you give your body again rest. You're going to feel so much better. And with these little tricks, you're going to make those 12 nutritional principles really, really work for you. And that's how you're going to not only lose weight, but you're going to keep it off lifelong. So I hope you enjoyed this little video, this little episode, and let me know what you think in the comments down below. And if you want to work with me directly on your weight loss, in your mindset, in your health journey, if you want to get consistent results, then go to biohackbody.com and I see you there. Thanks for joining me today and listening to this podcast. If you enjoyed this episode or receive any value, then I'd love you to leave an honest review on iTunes. It does help a little bit to spread my word out so this podcast can reach more people, so we can help as many people as we possibly can to master their bodies and improve lives for the good. And don't forget to subscribe to the Body Mastery Podcast with Alex Yegorov for future episodes. I see you there.